This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's 4:44. This week, the owners of the Columbus Crew unveiled their plans for a proposed stadium in Austin. Precourt Sports Ventures expect to pitch it to the Texas City in the next few weeks. Kevin Lytle is a reporter with the Austin American Statesman, and he joins me now. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Claire. How you doing?
I'm well. Where exactly would this proposed stadium be in Austin?
Okay, so it is not right downtown. It is about 10 miles north of downtown on the north to northwest side of Austin. I would describe it as light industry, a lot of warehouses and things like that. However, the big catch to all this is that it's McCalla Place, which is the name of the property, is about a 15 to 20 minute walk from an area called the Domain, which has really kind of become the hottest area in town for Austin. There's sort of a, you know, people keep describing it as a second downtown. Now, while there's no skyscrapers at the Domain, it's just a place that's loaded with shopping and restaurants and bars and all that kind of stuff.
Precourt Sports Ventures said that they're leaving Columbus because they can't get a stadium downtown here. Has the location question been central in discussions over this stadium in Austin?
Yeah, in some ways, because Claire, Precourt clearly wanted, he preferred downtown parkland in Austin, and he basically got shot down by community activists on that, and the politicians too were, for the most part, weren't willing to give up downtown parkland. So there was a list of sites that the city turned over to Precourt to, you know, examine. And of the non-downtown, non-parkland sites, McCalla Place was most palatable because, like I said, it is in very close proximity to the hot Domain area.
Is there a chance they'll get help from the government in order to make this stadium happen?
That is a good question. And I think it breaks down like this. He's offering to privately finance the stadium, but what remains at odds would be some of the infrastructure improvements that need to be made around there and a few transportation issues, and, you know, who pays for those? And, you know, we don't have the answers to that yet, and certainly the Austin City Council is waiting to see the Precourt proposal, which is supposed to come down in the next 2 weeks.
Despite lawsuits that are attempting to keep the team here, everyone in Columbus is pretty fatalistic that the Crew will leave. Do people in Austin think that this is going to happen?
If you talk to the soccer diehards, pretty much believe it. But no, I think there's still a lot of question of whether it's going to happen, including, you know, right here in our newspaper office, including me. I've put nearly daily odds just internally in my head on this thing since the first announcement back in October. And for the longest time, I was under 50-50. And I finally put it, I'm somewhere around 60-40 now, maybe even 65-35, but 60-40, let's just say, after the city, you know, decided to go ahead and explore this particular property and Precourt decided it was good enough for him.
Well, I guess time will tell. Kevin Lytle, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Sure, Claire. Thank you.
Kevin Lytle is a reporter with the Austin American Statesman. This week, the owners of the Columbus Crew unveiled their plans for a proposed stadium in Austin, Texas.